Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris went up in flames today. The spire of this historic building has collapsed, but a Paris fire official says the main structure of the cathedral has been saved and preserved. For now, though, firefighters are still on the scene. Vivian Walt is a correspondent for Time magazine based in Paris, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I understand you could see the fire from your balcony. What did it look like from where you were standing earlier today?
Well, I mean, you could certainly see smoke rising, and the air was pretty thick with smoke. You could smell it for several hours. It's abated a bit now, but I have to say, you know, this city has been through some pretty high drama in the last couple of years, and every time the sirens start screaming through the streets, there's a kind of tension that descends on the city, and you know, people immediately start gathering and trying to see what's going on. So outside the cathedral, you had hundreds and hundreds of people who have been out for hours now, singing, just standing there silently, just gathering. Notre Dame is a place of gathering. It's really, it's really unlike any other church in the city. And you know, very, very few in Europe. It's not simply a church. It's almost like stepping into a kind of medieval marketplace inside. It's enormous. There's always a hurly-burly, and there's always, you know, numerous things going on in there.
Well, now, we were seeing reports that officials are saying the fire might be connected to the renovation work going on in there. You've reported on the renovations for Time. What kind of shape was the cathedral in before this fire?
Well, you know, for years they have been saying that the church was in terrible shape. And in fact, church officials had taken me up onto the roof not that long ago when I was reporting this for Time to show me how pieces of the building were simply dropping off. They described the gargoyles, the medieval faces on the side of the church, as being like ice cream melting in the sun.
Wow.
They would simply like drop away. The church had no money to replace them or restore them, and so they were using like PVC pipes to just, you know, stick on the side of the walls where the gargoyles had been.
I mean, Notre Dame is one of the most iconic symbols of Paris. Can you talk about the cultural significance of this cathedral for France?
Well, this is where it all began. This was the beginning point of Paris. Everything, all distances in the whole of France, in fact, are measured by the distance to Notre Dame Cathedral. It was the kind of ground zero, if you like, of this city and of this country. And it has remained, even though France is a strictly secular country now, it has remained a very, very symbolic part of the country that I think this will really have quite a deep impact on people.
Yeah. Vivian Walt from Time magazine, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.